Given the importance of family worship as a potent force in winning untold millions to gospel truth throughout the ages, we ought not be surprised that God requires heads of households do all they can to lead their families in worshiping the living God. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15 says, "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, that is, back in Ur of Chaldees, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, that is, here in Canaan. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Notice three things in this text. First, Joshua did not make worship or service to the living God optional. In verse 14, he has just commanded Israel to fear the Lord. In verse 15, he now stresses that the Lord wills to be worshiped and served voluntarily and deliberately in our families. Second, in verse 15, Joshua enforces the service of God in families with his own example. Verse 1 makes plain that he is addressing the heads of households. Verse 15 declares that Joshua is going to do what he wants every other household in Israel to do: serve the Lord. Joshua has such command over his family that he speaks for the entire household. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," he says. Several factors reinforce this bold declaration. When Joshua makes this declaration, he is more than 100 years old. He has remarkable zeal as an aged man. Joshua knows that his direct control over his family will soon end. God has told him he will soon die. Yet Joshua is confident that his influence will continue in his family and that they will not abandon worship after he dies. Joshua knows that much idolatry remains in Israel. He has just told the people to put away false gods, verse 14. He knows his family will be swimming against the stream and continuing to serve the Lord. Yet he emphatically declares that his family will do that anyway. The historical record shows that Joshua's influence was so pervasive that most of the nation followed his example for at least one generation. Joshua chapter 24, verse 31 says, "And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua," that is, for the next generation, "and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel." What an encouragement to God-fearing parents to know that the worship they set up in the home may last generations after them. Third, the word serve in verse 15 is an inclusive word. It is translated as worship many times in Scripture. The original word not only includes serving God in every sphere of our lives, but also in special acts of worship. Those who interpret Joshua's words in vague, ambiguous terms miss that critical teaching. Joshua had several things in mind, including obedience to all the ceremonial laws involving the sacrificing of animals and pointing to the coming Messiah, whose blood sacrifice would be effectual for sinners once and for all. Surely every God-fearing husband, father, and pastor must say with Joshua, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. We will seek the Lord, worship Him, and pray to Him as a family. We will read His Word, replete with instructions, and reinforce its teachings in our family."